Let me hear you make some Holy Ghost crazy noise right now. Let me hear you. Come on, come on, Mike. Do them up like this. Do them up like this.
Good evening, and welcome to Empowering for All. I am your host, Evangelist Yolanda McTeer. It is a joy unto the Lord to be speaking with you this Sunday evening, September 29th, 2013. I'd like to give glory, praise, and honor to all my listeners who are tuned in now, listening to us live at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 6:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, and 5:30 for my Pacific Standard, my California listeners. Praise God for you. On tonight's show, God has instructed me to flow. God also has told me to open the phone lines tonight. So if you are on the line now, press 1. If you're desiring or just want prayer, as his sheep, I know his voice. Obedience to God for me is everything. I will never disobey God. I will move forward what he's told me to do. If it's just one tonight, that's fine. I'm not here to be elevated in numbers. I'm here to magnify and glorify God's name and do what he's told me to do. Once again, if you are just tuning in tonight for the first time, welcome and God bless you. Here at Empowering for All, God has set a platform for me to build faith, break down the walls of evilness, and empower you to move forward and do right in your life. We have been live now going into 2 months, and I truly have to say God is good. Any door that God opens, no man can shut. I like to give glory and honor and praise where praise is due to my wonderful, sweet-hearted, goal-oriented warrior, fighter, go-getter that she is, Miss Nikki Rich. Hugs to you, Nikki. I love you dearly. I like to share with you a few things that God is doing in my life. I have been blessed. My book has been published. It is available for you to buy through Barnes & Noble, Amazon, and many outlets. The title of my book is The Tragic Times of a Woman by Yolanda McTeer. By all means, visit my new evangelist ministry website designed by my awesome producer. Beautiful work. Love it. My ministry website is www.ymcteerempowerment4all.com. Once again, my website is www.ymcteer, M as in Mary, C as in Charlie, T as in Tango, I-E-R, empowerment4all.com. It is there. If you click on the radio tab, you can hear previous shows and upcoming shows. After every show, we are going to allow those who miss to be able to go over, or if you want to hear again my shows. You can also purchase my book there, The Tragic Times of a Woman. It is available for you on the home page at the bottom, or you can click the link, The Tragic Times of a Woman, and navigate through my site. Also, please reach out, become a member. Allow yourself to go into another dominion. Allow yourself to reach out and go higher. Allow yourself to be elevated and empowered. Last but not least, do tune in every Sunday here for my radio segment, Empowering for All. Dial in 323-580-5749. Once again, I'll repeat. Tune in every Sunday and join us. We'd love to have you. There's never a door that will be closed. The doors are always open. The more the merrier. We praise God for all of you. 323-580-5749. Once again, tonight's topic will be, why do you have to hate when all you have to do is just participate? Thank you, Lord. I'm not going to go into the message because I know once I begin to flow, I'm gone. I'll take off like a plane. And I'm going to reiterate before we go to a break and return back to start tonight's message. If you are desiring or just want prayer, Once again, 323-580-5749 and press 1. And I will come in live tonight and pray with you. I'm not here to judge you. I'm not here to look at you, because I am that one that God took from the stages. Let me repeat that, because you all, my return listeners, know I have no shame for what God has brought me from. I went from the stages of dancing as an exotic dancer to the pages of the Bible. My faith is unshakable. I'm not wavered, I won't be stirred, and I'm not turning back. I love you. I look forward to tonight's show. We'll be back in a moment from a break.
All that I would do, you wanted me.
Yes, we do. To my show, Empowering for All. Once again, hello, I am your co-host, Yolanda McTeer, and welcome back to my radio segment titled Empowering for All. It is joyous and happy for me to be here tonight speaking with you. God has instructed me, and as his sheep I know his voice, to open the phone lines for those or only just one who is desiring prayer. Dial in at 323-580-5749 and press 1. I do believe I have someone on the line that has pressed 1 and is desiring for prayer. If you are on the line, now is the time, and we're going to see if you are there and still there and open the line up for you to speak to me. Good evening. Are you there? Good evening and welcome to Empowering for All. Are you there, caller? All right. I don't know if something happened with their phone line or they were not able to connect in, but praise God for them, and hopefully they will call back. I am going to move forward with tonight's segment. Title of tonight's segment is, You Do Not Have to Hate When All You Have to Do Is Participate in God's Kingdom. First and foremost, I'm going to do something a little different, because in the Spirit of the Lord, I flow according to what God tells me to do. Heavenly Father, as I speak tonight, and for all those tuned in, and all my return listeners, Father God, I give you the honor, I give you the glory, I give you the praise for allowing this show to move forward, reach men, women, and all those who are needing a connection. They need empowerment. They need the walls broken down of evilness, looking for a way out, want better, need better, and going to do better. Father God, if there was anything unpleasing in your sight that I did as your daughter, Father God, I humbly submit and surrender my flesh to you, because my flesh cannot be a mess as I reach out to your people. And as a humble servant and vessel before you, God, I thank you for allowing me the righteousness, the cleanliness, the honesty to be who you've called me to be. Father God, I ask right now, even as this show goes off the air, that for those who would see storms and trials come, that their faith remain unshakable, that they know it's just a storm and a trial, and those too shall pass. You are an incremental God. You will take us from faith to faith, glory to glory, victory to victory. But if we stand for you, love you, and never waver from you, victory is ours. Many times, I am a testimony, yes I am, many times, when I said yes to the Lord, many people laughed, so-called friends, laughed, cracked up, thought it was funny. I stayed, and I stood for God. They celebrated in my struggles, but God, once again, but God, gave me the victory in their faces. And as you can see, this radio show is not something from my flesh. It is something that God gave to me as a harvest for being faithful in his kingdom. And there's no good thing God would hold from us if we walk uprightly, stand for him, honor him, and continue to praise him. Thank you, Lord. Father God, as we move in the righteousness of learning, growing, loving, praising, and serving you, I ask God every day that for those who are coming into your kingdom, those who have took the exit ramp from coming out of the wilderness and the darkness and are new to your kingdom, that you continue to embrace, encamp your angels around them, show them that in your kingdom there is goodness, Today, as Christians, it is not a fight, it is a war to stay with God. Because so much temptation, so much distraction, so much destruction, and so many things are going on that people are saying, where is God? But if you have a relationship with God, you will know, just as he said in his word, I am that I am. Many things may not be answered to you, but God will continue to bless you. Some things God may not bring to you right away. Some things God will save you from that you never even know about. But it's because of his grace, and his grace is sufficient, that we are still here. He didn't have to do it, but he did it. Now, flip the pages and look at the other side, as we call it, the dark side. When the devil gets done using you, you cannot reach out to him, because when he's done with you, he throws you away. That's why so many people, when they've done their mess, they're busted, they're broken, they're bleeding on the inside, they have nobody to turn to, because the devil doesn't care. He's a user. But God is a lover, an acceptor of our sins. He doesn't judge us. Judge and be not judged, for we all have done things. And we live in a world now that so many times the precedent is set. When we go to God's house, it is set in the flesh. God is taking me back there. We went there last week. Thank you, Lord. There's so much in the flesh when we walk into God's house, when we walk into church, is what I'm speaking about. There's so much fleshly movement in the house of God in this day and time. That's why so many people that are coming, that are busted, broken, bruised, and bleeding, are turning away. Because what the devil is telling them, why should you go over there? They don't love you. They don't like you. They're looking at you like you're crazy, and they're judging you. Well, devil, I come to serve notice on you tonight. You are a liar. I was one of those broken, busted, bleeding, toe up from the flow up, from the street life, and walked into God's house. I was looked at. I was laughed at. I was talked about. But I said, God, it's not about these people. It's about you. I was laughed at and dogged out and talked about in the streets. So you're going to go through that either way it goes, but you've got to make a choice. Make the right choice. Choose God. People can't bless you. People can only set the atmosphere for you to be blessed. Let me repeat that. People cannot bless you. They can set the atmosphere for you to be blessed. What that means, if someone blesses you, your atmosphere is set for that blessing to come to you. Now, that's deep. Many of you will probably say, what is she talking about? I've been blessed plenty of times. You know why? Once again, let me repeat that. Your atmosphere is set for you to receive the blessing. Because many a times you miss your blessing because your atmosphere is corrupted. You have too much baggage, you've got too many issues, you've got too many problems, and you're holding on to too much negativity, and your atmosphere is so cluttered that your blessings pass you by. You've got to get in a place where you see others being blessed that you don't hate, and you begin to participate in God's kingdom. Now, I'm not going to keep you long, but I'm going to speak to you strong. I'm going to take a break, and we're going to come back. We'll be back in a moment.
Your hands, everybody, come on. If God's been faithful, then sing along with us. Everybody say faithful.
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 Faithful,
faithful is
faithful
our God.
Is our God.
Come on, all over the world.
Faithful.
Say faithful.
Faithful,
faithful is
faithful
our God.
Is our God.
Come on, faithful.
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 Faithful is our God.
Faithful is our God.
Yes, he is. Come on, say faithful.
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 Faithful
is our God.
I'm reaping the harvest.
Take back what the devil stole from me. And I rejoice today. For I shall recover it all. Yes, I rejoice today.
Praise God and welcome back. I am your host, Evangelist Yolanda McTeer. For those who are just tuning in with me tonight, this is my new radio segment God has blessed me to bring live to you on Blog Talk Radio through my wonderful show producer, Miss Nikki Rich. Tonight's segment is titled, Why Do You Have to Hate When All You Have to Do Is Participate in God's Kingdom? Before we went to break, I had stopped and I had begun to speak about, in this day and time, being a Christian is not a fight, it is a war. Because so many of us who are busted, bleeding, burdened from lifestyles that society say is not acceptable, we go to God's house because we were taught, we were told, and we think that when we arrive there, there's openness, there's loving, there's kindness from people. But when we get there, we see that those people's flesh is still a mess. And I'm not speaking against all people in God's church, because that's untrue. Many of God's people in his church are loving, kind, and warm, and will not judge you. But the majority in this day and time are so judgmental and so high on their mantle, they have the gall to look down on you because of where you've come from and what you've done and lives that you have led. But I take notice and dominion tonight over the devil's mindset. He is a liar. You are qualified, certified, and can be magnified and elevated right in their faces. I was one of those vessels who, when I came from the life of being an exotic dancer, dancing on the stages to the pages of the Bible, I was looked at, I was laughed at, I was talked about. But I said, you know what, God? My faith with you is unshakable. It's not about these people. It's about me doing better for myself. Because now that I know better, I'm going to get better, and I'm going to do better. And I'm going to go back and tell people, don't make it about the people, make it about God. Because when you make God first, God begins to carry you, elevate you, bless you, prosper you, take your mind out of your past and walk it into the future. You've got to get in a place, and it's not an overnight process. Many of you listening may say, that's fine, Yolanda, I hear what you're saying, I understand all that. But you've passed your test, you've progressed, you're elevated, you're in that place with God. I'm just beginning. I'm scared. I'm frightened. I don't know what to do. To many of my hustlers listening on the line, one thing about me you'll understand, I am real because that's the life that I come from. I come from the life, as many people call it, the street life. That's what an exotic dancer is. It is living in the streets. It's a hustle. And for many different reasons, women get into being an exotic dancer. It's not always about the money. Many have been forced into it because they were not loved by their family. They were either abused and looking for a way out. Their father's children left them and they were hungry and didn't see a way out and nobody opened the door, no jobs came. These are all type of women that I've worked with. I was one of those women. I wasn't loved by my father. He worked and provided, but he didn't give me love. So I looked at it as if I can get attention and I could be all making all this money, it'd be a glamorous thing. Easily earned, quickly burned. I easily earned money, but it quickly burned right out of my hand. Now, many of you are saying, what is she talking about? Easily earned, quickly burned. Fast money. Easy come, easy go. The end, the beginning is great, but the ending is destruction. Praise God every day. Yes, I do. Because I look back now, not only did God have his hand even then on my life, he had it in my life. I never got into drugs. I never had a pimp. I never walked out of the realms of a spirit. I stayed even on Sundays. I would still go to church. I would sit in the back because I was a little ashamed and I wasn't where I needed to be in God. But I always kept God in my life. And there were so many seasons I began to pray to God and say, God, I want better. I want out of this. I'm tired. I want a way out. And I'm reaching out to tell my audience tonight and my listeners, that's what you have to do. If you want out of the life of darkness, out of the way you're making your money, the way you're providing for your family, the way you're living and things that you are doing, you have to begin to pray and believe it every day. God, you're going to help me. You're going to carry me away from this, and you're going to open up doors for me to do better and watch God move. And it's so important that when you say that, you believe that. And I keep harping on that, and I hear God saying, it's not an overnight process. Any of God's vessels that he used in the Bible, none of them went forward in a 24-hour turnaround time. Because you and I both know in the world that we live in, you can easily go and somebody tell you to walk away. But a lot of times people won't give you anything. They won't give you money to pay your bills. They won't even have time to pray with you. Sometimes they don't even like you. Because they're looking at, they feel like you're living too good anyway for the life that you've chosen. So that's why it's so important. You've got to step in the pathway of God. You've got to stay on that road, in that lane, and get your mindset into God and begin to watch God do what he said he would do. Bless you, carry you, elevate you, and take you out of something that you no longer want a part of. My phone lines are open tonight, if it's just one or if it's many, if you'd like to call in and like for me to pray with you. I'm not here to judge you. I love you. God has given me that. I am that vessel that is not ashamed. I don't walk with my head held down. I walk with my head held high because I am God's child. I am somebody. I am the one that God said, no more bad, now it's good. I am that testimony that if you believe God, he can take you out and bring you into his kingdom, and good things will still carry you. God has blessed me so, I cannot even begin to tell you it would take me to write another book. But I stand here tonight as a living testimony. If God doesn't do anything else for me, I won't be upset because he's already done so much. Phone lines, if you want to call in, 323-580-5749. Press 1. I have to go to a break, but we will continue. It's far from over. Do keep listening in tonight. God bless.
That you can't take no more. You've never been in this place in your life before. So you threw your hands in the air. You really wanna give up now. Your family's gone, money too, and your friends are few. So you're so confused. You don't know what to do. You're feeling all
Praise God, and welcome back. I am your host, Evangelist Yolanda McTeer, and you're listening this Sunday, September 29th, 2013, to my new radio talk show titled Empowering for All. On tonight's show, for those of you just tuning in, tonight's subject is why do you have to hate when all you have to do is participate in God's kingdom? Before taking a break, I had stopped and I was sharing with the listeners, if God doesn't do anything else for me, I won't complain. Coming from the life of being an exotic dancer into God's kingdom, God has blessed me so that all I can say is thank you, Lord. But let me share this with you as well. Before my harvest season came, my test season was strong. God must test you to make sure that when he blesses you, you are going to stay righteous in his kingdom. So many times people hear men and women of God preach and teach about how good God is. And what they do is they come to God and they say, hey, Lord, I got a little time for you. But in their heart, they're not wanting a relationship with God. They just want the blessings. So when God blesses them, they go right back and get on the highway to the road of destruction. And then they wonder why, when they get back on the road of destruction, all hell breaks loose. God is not a part-time God. You can't deal with God on Monday and Tuesday, get on the highway, get off at the exit ramp, serve the devil Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, all hell breaks loose on the devil's side, come to God on Saturday and expect God to bless you on Sunday. Doesn't work that way. You have to make up in your mind that you're going to have hope, stability, profoundness, change in a relationship with Jesus Christ, because when you have that relationship with Jesus Christ, it changes every person's heart so they too can find courage and strength to do right and be right. There is hope found in a relationship with God. This relationship changes every person's heart, and they also can find the strength and courage to be set free and have a renewed mind and way of thinking. And you all, for my listeners that have been tuned in with me since we started, God has had me highlight on this very strongly, and it's very truthful, and I'm sure many of you will agree with me on this. Being a Christian in today's time, and all that's going on in the world and all the things that we see happening before us, it is not a fight. It is a war. Because right now there is so much evil, so much darkness, so many things going on that we don't understand. And the devil is using that as ammunition to take people away from Christ. Because what the devil will do is trick you. He will say, well, if this is such a good God and God is doing all that, well, why is all this happening? God never promised us, and it's nowhere found in his word in the Bible. And if you find it, by all means, please email me because I missed it. It is nowhere in the Bible that God said that we would be spared from storms, trials, tribulations, and things happening. But his word does say, through it all, he will never leave us and he will never forsake us. God is I am that I am. Many questions you and I won't have answered before he calls us to his house, to his kingdom. But it is so important that we have a profound knowledge of who he is, the power he has. He is dominion over this earth. There is no greater power than God. I don't care what somebody has told you. They're a liar. There is no power greater than God. Because at the end of the day, God's power is what reigns. God's power will cancel all negativity. It will stop many things that the devil has planned for you. God never even showed you, but God spared you. I'm not speaking just for me. I'm speaking for everybody. There are so many things God has not ever showed you that he spared you from, because if he showed it to you, you might lose your mind. So how could you not give honor and praise to God? everybody in this day and time has been set looking at or seeing prosperity, flourishing of money, ways of living, lifestyles that exceed millions of dollars. But if we go deep into the heart of those lifestyles, of those millions of dollars that we see, how much of the percentage that we see can we say honestly? Not what you say out your mouth, because God gave you a mouth. The mouth will tell the truth and the mouth will lie. How many can we say honestly within their hearts? And they know this. I don't, but they know. How many in their hearts can truly say they have a relationship with God? Very small percentage. Why? Because when you have a relationship with God, your mindset is so strong for God. You don't praise him on award night. You don't praise him for your car continuously. You thank him for that. Those are material things. It's a wonderful thing to have and give him the praise. But you consistently elevate, magnify, glorify, praise, and inspire and encourage others to come to Christ. At any given time, can you find someone that has an elevation in their life that will come and pray with you? Somebody who won't judge you. Somebody who won't tell you, oh, I'm sorry, I ain't got time for you, you ain't got no title. Who are you? I'm sorry, excuse me. Are you, oh, you don't have a title, I don't know you, you ain't nobody. Well, guess what? You ain't nobody either. They ain't nobody either, because guess what they had to do? Before they became who they are and got their money, they were considered nobody too. But they get so elevated in the money, they forget that. So who are they to judge anybody? We all have to go through to get to. We all didn't come here to be rich. We all didn't come here to be poor. But we came here to be who we are. Relax, meditate, elevate your mind, take away negativity, and press your way forward for greatness. That's what you have to do to survive in this world. And constantly, constantly pray to God, get in a relationship with God, and keep him first. Because when all hell breaks loose, nobody will be there for you but God. What I mean by that is people will be there in the flesh, but God's going to be in the spirit, because God is dominion over us. God has the final ruling on everything we do. We can pray and pray and pray and pray. And I heard a great man of God speak this message when I visited his church, praise God, for T.D. Jakes, and it took my mind to another level. You can pray for someone in the hospital so your throat is literally gone. You've prayed so much you can't even pray anymore. And God still put that person in a casket. And you say, Lord, wait a minute. How can this be? They died. You know why? Because you were overruled. God's ruling is the final say-so. And for whatever reason, God overruled it. And nothing you can do to change it. But it's so important, even when you're overruled and God doesn't answer a prayer the way that you expect he should answer it, doesn't mean he doesn't love you. He knows best. And once again, God is, I am that I am. And once you recognize that, accept that, and know that, your love for him, your praise for him, your quest to serve him will never stop. I hope you're being blessed tonight. God has instructed me to open the phone lines. You don't even have to give your name. If you desire or just want prayer, you be anonymous. You're more than welcome to do so. 323-580-5749. Press 1. We're going to go to a break. We'll be back in a moment.
Here we go.
Welcome back. I am your host this evening, Evangelist Yolanda McTeer, and you are tuning in to my new radio talk show every Sunday at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 6:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, and 5:30 Pacific Standard Time. It is titled Empowering for All. If you are just tuning in, praise God for you. For my listeners that have been with me from the beginning tonight, bless you, and I thank you so much for your support. Tonight's show, I have been discussing a new topic. Why do you have to hate when all you have to do is participate? And before I get back into the message, I am going to share a few things for my new listeners that are just tuning in that God has done in the elevation and blessing of my life My book is officially published now, titled The Tragic Times of a Woman. It is an autobiography. The book will take you from the stages of my life where God has brought me out of and where he's brought me to now in this calling on my life. It will walk you through the storms and trials and when I said yes to God and how the devil did everything to try and shake me away from God. It also details to you the life that I led before I said yes to God. God is not an embarrassing God. God is an elevation and testifying God. You cannot be a testimony to anyone if you've not been through anything. Let me repeat that. You cannot be a testimony to someone when you haven't been through anything. You also cannot bring people to Christ in a lifestyle that you know nothing about. That's why it is so important, and a lot of times seasoned vessels miss broken, busted, bleeding spirits from a certain lifestyle because they know nothing about it. But because they have too much pride on their shoulder, they're not going to tell you that. They're just going to kind of overlook it and not have any answers for you, so you feel as if there's an absence in God's house and you continue on your road of destruction. But God is raising up in this season vessels such as myself that have lived that life, understand that life, and know that that life is real. It's not fabricated. It is dedicated to darkness. And if you continue on that road, it will lead you to destruction. So many times we get caught up in a crutch. Because we live in a world that we have to survive. We have to pay bills. We have to take care of our children. So therefore, so many times, there's no other doors open for us. So we get comfortable in a lifestyle, and we say, you know what, I'm good. But remember, a road of destruction never ends up good. It always ends up bad because you're not doing the right thing. And you easily earn the money, but you'll easily burn the money. It will come to you, and it will leave you. Moving forward. God has blessed me with my ministry website. Please visit www.ymcteerempowerment4all.com. I will repeat, www.ymcteerempowerment4all.com. My radio talk show every Sunday. Tune in. Listen to me live. 323-580-5749. It is titled Empowering for All. Praise God once again to my wonderful, wonderful producer, Miss Nikki Rich. God made this connection, and any door that God opens, no man can shut. As you're listening to me now, you can see coming from a lifestyle of darkness. Look at the lifestyle God has walked me into of brightness and happiness. And I keep saying this tonight, and I'm reaching to you to share this with you because I'm being truthful to you. It wasn't easy for me to get here. I had to be tested. I've been rejected. I have fought off lions. I've been in obscurity. But I have an unshakable faith for God because just as God did for many others, I knew he would do it for me. He's not a particular God, but he's a faithful God. If you stay with him, trust him, and learn to talk to him, learn to have a relationship with him, there's no good thing he will withhold from you. And my producer can agree with me on this. This wasn't something that I sold my soul to get on her radio show. I prayed about it, and I said, God, you've given me this in my spirit, and your sheep know your voice. Open the door. God made the connection in a phenomenal way. She and I often discuss that. We're shocked, but God is an awesome God. He does it his way. We have to stop in this day and time the solicitation of our flesh to get recognized. We are sacrificing our souls, and we're not elevating and celebrating Christ. Now, many of you are probably listening and saying, well, wait a minute, what's she trying to say? Well, hold up, Cookie. No, I don't think, hold it. Let me repeat that. In this day and time, We are heavily, many of us, not all of us, but many of us are heavy in solicitation of our flesh to get recognized. You can solicit your flesh all you want to, but your recognition and your open doors and your blessings that are right for you and will flow right and stay right come from God. When you do it yourself with your trickery, with your deceit, your lies, your manipulation, your copying, because so many times we see a vessel that God has raised up, and we know what? We might not be where they are, but we instantly see what God is doing in their life, so we jump on and we latch on and we start copying what they're doing. So when we start copying what they're doing, and we sit down and we say, well, ain't no blessings going on, ain't no elevation, because you're in your flesh. You're not in God's realm. What God does is unique. God will do it for everybody. And many seasoned vessels and new vessels can testify the same thing I'm saying to you. Anything that God will do for you, it will be done. You don't have to go copy. You don't have to go solicit. It will happen. I give glory and honor to an honor and praise to God. I thank you for the continual support as my show grows. I've only been in the air now, going into my second month. My numbers have been phenomenally more than what I ever could imagine. To God be the glory for my obedience, and I thank you so much for your support, and I look forward to continual growth. It's not about my name. I am the ambassador, highlighter for Christ. It is my duty for what God has called me to do, to help you empower yourself, break down the walls of evilness, get in a place with God, begin to love God, serve God, and seek God like never before, so you can have peace at night, restoration in your life, disconnect from negativity, be filled with love, know that he loves you, and watch the changes begin to grow abundantly for you. Now, we are winding down on tonight's show. We're not done yet, but we're winding down. Once again, if you are desiring or just need prayer, you can remain anonymous. You don't have to give your name. Dial in 323-580-5749 and press 1. When we return from this break, I never, ever end my show without prayer, because there's power in prayer. I'm going to be praying and finalizing tonight's message. You don't have to hate to participate in God's kingdom. We'll be back in a moment.
This battle ain't yours. It's the Lord. Think about it. And then start shouting.
Hallelujah. That song by Yolanda Adams just gets me in a place of God where I just want to just lay out and just worship him as the tears stream down my face. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And welcome back to my show. I am your host, Yolanda McTeer. You are tuning in to my radio segment, Empowerment for All. God has instructed me tonight to open the phone lines. If there is anyone, you can remain anonymous. You don't have to say your name. If you are desiring or just want prayer for tonight's show, 323-580-5749 and press 1, and I will pray with you. God is an awesome God. For my listeners that have been with me since the beginning this evening at 7:30 Eastern Standard Time, thank you for your continual support, and I do ask that you could tune in every week to hear what God is bringing forth to speak to the people through his vessel, myself, Evangelist Yolanda McTeer. For those of you just tuning in, praise God you were able to tune in before tonight's segment ended. If you've missed it and you'd like to know what we've been discussing, my new topic tonight has been, why do you have to hate when all you have to do is participate in God's kingdom? Before we went to the break, I was highlighting and giving emphasis on things when we come to God and how God will open doors and bless us and we don't have to remain in darkness. Moving forward and going to wrap it up for tonight's segment, I hope that you are empowered by tonight's segment. If you listen to my past shows as well, I am doing what God has instructed me to do, help you build your faith, establish a relationship with God, and knock down the walls of evilness. And by all means, continue. If you want to go to God's house on Sundays, go to church. There's power in God's house. There's power in worship. If you are not received or you're looked at, talked about, or frowned at, it's okay. There's so many other homes that God has that his members, his church members, will welcome you and love you and empower you. And I want to give a shout out to my church that I attend faithfully. When I'm in town, I travel extensively. God keeps me working on the road in my regular life because I do have a job. I work every day. God has blessed me with that. And I remember so many seasons I didn't have, and I honestly didn't know how, when, or where, but I trusted God, and God has opened doors like never before. If he never does anything else for me, I will continue to say, God, I love you, I praise you, and I will always serve you and give you the glory. But I want to give a shout out to Reverend Jerry D. Black, Beulah Missionary Baptist Church. Praise God for you. It is there. After the brook dried up at so many different churches in my hometown, Atlanta, Georgia, it was there at Beulah Missionary Baptist Church, Reverend Jerry D. Black, his members, and himself being a vessel for God, kept my feet planted, embedded the word in me, fed me, nourished me, continued to build my faith in God and press and know that I can make it no matter what I've done, no matter where I've been. If you are wanting a way out of the darkness and things that you're doing, begin to say every day and ask God. He's not a God that you have to make an appointment. He's not a set time God. It can be 1 p.m. in the afternoon. It can be 1 a.m. in the morning. Go to God. His door is always open. Ask him, God, I want out. I want to change. And watch things begin to move for you. Being with Christ in this day and time in the year of 2013, it is a choice, and it's the right choice. The world is at war. Not only are we seeing it in war in a political sense and going in Syria and dealing with presidential things in the world, we are in war against each other. There's so much ugliness and bitterness and hatred toward one another as human beings on this planet, that it is so important that you have to have a love for Christ to understand, Lord, help them. They know not what they do. Help to cover me every time I go out my home. did I not be a victim of circumstances, happened to be at the wrong place at the wrong time. It can happen, but for God's covering and grace, his grace is sufficient. He will spare you and keep you. Women, those of you tuning in tonight, me being a woman, God has given me that platform as well. I pray on a daily basis. I know many of you, you have children, you have circumstances that it's so hard for you. I ask for those of you that are enduring verbal or physical abuse from a man, a husband, or a mate, that God sets you free and open up doors for you to walk away. I was an onlooker to domestic violence for many years in my life. I was not the victim, but I was raised in a house that it took place. My father abused my mother something horribly. But I forgave him because that's what God is. He's a forgiver. But there were so many times I didn't even know if she would make it. Make the choice, women. Walk away. Set yourself free. There is someone better for you. You may not have a mate in 24 hours, but your mind, serenity, and peace and happiness is everything. Relationships will come. Don't stress that, but continue to want to bless yourself and do better for yourself. Let me repeat that. Relationships will come. Do not stress yourself over that, but begin to get in a better place so you can be blessed within yourself and do better for yourself. Because it is so important that even when you connect with a mate, and men, this goes for you as well, even when you connect with a mate, you still have to have a sovereignty and a establishment and a love within yourself to be with your mate. And so many of us are still hurting from past baggage, whether it be relationships, somebody did you wrong, your parents didn't love you. All that plays a part into how you move forward to establish stability and love in your relationships. Work on you first and everything else will come to you. Once again, work on you first and everything else will come to you. I thank God that I was obedient to him. If I had to go through all my tests and storms and the hell season that I went through, and I'm not talking about the weather, I'm talking about pure hell, H-E-L-L. My hell season I went through to get to where God has brought me now, I do it again because God's grace is sovereign, and everything God promised me he has done for me and continues to do on a daily basis. Trust God. Get in the place. Pray. Get to know God, and you will see a change in your life. I look forward to the growth in my show. I look forward to many things, many people coming on. God has instructed me. I'm going to open up doors and have guests to come on as an empowerment, reaching out to you, sharing testimonies of what God has done for them in places they have gone in darkness and how God has brought them into the light. Other new things going on my show. If you are a new gospel artist or an artist who has inspirational lyrics that reference God, follow me on Twitter or send me an email. If you follow me on Twitter, send me a direct message. I am on Twitter at Y McTeer, capital Y, capital M, lowercase c, capital T-I-E-R. We would love to have you in rotation on the show. There's promo packages available for you to do that for your artistry and your music. If you're wanting to advertise and run a commercial on my show during one of the breaks, send me the info. We would love to have you as well. It's not about Yolander. It's about the people. And that's what empowering does. It unites people together to have a happiness and a love and share what God does, because God is not a single God. He does it for so many of us, and so many times we don't get to hear it because we become so self-absorbed in selfishness. But God has instructed me in this season to be that vessel who will show you what not being selfish is about. It's also about being wise. As an artist, do not, and I do repeat, artists, do not send me cursing lyrics. Do not send me lyrics referencing to body parts, referencing other things outside of gospel. This is a gospel segment. It is going to be clean at all times. Nothing wrong with that, but I can't play that on my show, and I hope you understand that. God bless you. Now, I'm going to come back and pray, and we're going to shut down for tonight and end tonight's segment, and I hope you have been truly blessed, and I love you, and we will be back in a moment.
Like you're looking through a telescope, you see where you're gonna be. Growing, getting better, you're not the person they see. Can't be mad at the things you've been through, cause they built your love through. Now you're stronger than you've ever been. They can't stop your hustle. Your faith ain't never small. That's what brought you this far. Yeah. See, you got your dreams and you got your prayers and you got your God. He gon' take you home. See, everybody has a season, and I believe this one's yours. Cause you've been working, waiting. This what you've been praying for.
Welcome back. As we are winding down tonight, I am your host, Evangelist Yolanda McTeer. And I praise God, and once again, thank you so much for all my listeners tonight that tuned in to support me in my new radio talk show titled Empowering for All this evening. And I truly hope that you have been blessed, you are encouraged, and you are looking to move forward for greater and to do better in your life, and to come into a relationship with God. Tonight's show, if you've missed it, there's no need to worry. My lovely producer, Ms. Nikki Rich, every show that we air will be available for you to hear no later than Tuesdays after we air the show on my website, www.ymcteerempowerment4all.com. Once again, www.ymcteerempowerment4all.com. It is there. Click on the radio tab and you can hear tonight's show and other previous shows if you have not been able to do so. For all those who are going to move forward with me in the growth of my show, I look forward to you even calling in and giving me testimonies how God has begun to do changes in your life and even bless you. And remember, I know a lot of times you don't want people to know certain things because certain things are your business, and it's okay. When you call in, just know you can remain anonymous and just share what God has done. And if you're desiring prayer and you want to remain anonymous, you can do that as well. Every Sunday we will be here, 323-580-5749. Once again, I never like to end my show without prayer because there is power in prayer. Tonight's prayer that I'm going to end the show with is going to be Psalm 11. Psalms 11, 1 through 7. In the Lord put I my trust. How say ye to my soul, flee as a bird to your mountain? For lo, the wicked bend their bow. They make ready their arrow upon the string, that they may privily shoot at the upright in heart. If the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? The Lord is in his holy temple. The Lord's throne is in heaven. His eyes behold, his eyelids try the children of men. The Lord trieth the righteous, but the wicked and him that loveth violence, his soul hateth. Let me repeat that. Psalms 11, 5. The Lord trieth the righteous, but the wicked and him that loveth violence, his soul hateth. Thank you, Lord, for the confirmation. There's no need for you to hate on God's kingdom when you can come into his kingdom and receive everything that you need. Moving on, Psalms 11:6. Upon the wicked he shall rain snares, fire and brimstone, and a horrible tempest. This shall be the portion of their cup. Once again, confirmation. Do not continue on your road of darkness and destruction. It will not end good for you. Come into God's kingdom and let him carry you and keep you and bless you. Last but not least, Psalms 11:7. For the righteous Lord loveth righteousness. His countenance doth behold the upright. Thank you, Lord. Once again, I'm going to end tonight with even a little bit more prayer. I feel led to do so. Father God, tonight, as all those who are tuned in listening, as they hang up this phone line and they go back into their daily activities and back into their daily lifestyle, we know it's a trick of the enemy to come and discourage and let all hell break loose and make me look like a liar. But God, it's okay, because as your vessel, I'm obedient to what you told me to do. And God, as even the storms that come and rage in their life, I ask that you saturate, permeate, and encamp your angels around them and bless them and take them from victory to victory and make a way out of no way. Let them know that they too, when they come to your kingdom, will not be forgot about, but loved and carried through everything that comes into their lives. You are a way maker. There's no circumstances you can't change, no habits you can't break. God, I thank you that not only are they going to call in with testimonies, that they're going to move forward and be empowered and loving you. Once again, I love you. Thank you so much for tuning in. Until next week, Evangelist Yolanda McTeer saying good night.
All right. Let me hear you make some Holy Ghost crazy noise right now. Let me hear you. Come on, come on.